Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
3, 2, 1.
Let's go.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Hey, hey, welcome to Remix Picks Volume 3. This is a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. I am Danny Myers, Alon Fong on the other side. Are you ready to bring some remixes?
Yeah, man, open format style. We got everything from 60s rock classics to, you know, hip-hop stuff of today. Pretty dope.
Yeah, yeah, just you know, we do these, and there's a lot more of them, so you got to check out all of our podcasts at whatshotitsc.com. So we have picked five each today, and we're going to tell you what they are and play maybe a little 30-second snippet of it. These are some remixes you may not have, you may not have heard, you may like, you may hate, so we'll find out. Alon, kick it off for us.
Yeah, so this track is massive in the club, but I needed a remix of it for my club. Comes off of Travis Scott's Birds in the Trap Sing McKnight from his 2016 album of the same name. The track is Goosebumps, and this is the Joe Maz remix.
I get those goosebumps every time. I need the Heimlich, throw that to the side. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah, when you're not around, when you throw that to the side. I get those goosebumps every time. I get those goosebumps every time.
Yeah, that's an Alon song right there, man. That's a Fong song if I ever heard one.
Yes, sir.
Good job. Okay, let me take one. I'm going to take you to 2010. Mike, I never have understood it. Do you pronounce it Posner or Posner?
Do you Posner, know? I believe.
Posner? Okay, Posner, we're going to go with that. P-O-S-N-E-R. I mean, I've been a fan of his forever. I just never knew exactly how to pronounce his name. But in 2010, he did a song called Cooler Than Me. And it was, you know, kind of a little, didn't really have much energy, but it was a cool song. And then I found this one. This one came to me off of the old promo-only CDs, the Rhythm Radio series. They never did give credit to the actual remixer, but Promo Only gets the credit for it. So this is Cooler Than Me, the Promo Only Rhythm Radio edit.
If I could write you a song to make you fall in love, I would already have you up under my arm. I used up all of my tricks. I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say hey or remember my name, and it's probably 'cause you think you're cooler than me.
Yeah, it picks up after that, and so it's pretty cool, man. What you think of that?
I thought that was the original. That's the version I always played. I thought it was the original.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I was like, what do you mean it had no energy? The original has lots of energy.
Yeah, no, the original was, it's, you know, it's a good song, but it doesn't have that beat in it.
Yeah, that, I love that bass line, because that's the only version I know. I'm like, yeah, this is fire. I'm like, it's one of my favorite. I'm like, what do you mean? Don't like that? That's funny. I had no idea that I wasn't playing the original.
Probably because it never really said remix on it. It's just that the original, if you go to Spotify and look it up, you're going to find one a lot slower.
Got it. I'll have to do that.
I won't say slower. I'll say more empty.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get it. That version's dope. Yeah, that's the one I played. I love it. All right. I got a classic hip hop song here. Of course, the original is very playable and goes over huge with the crowd. But I found this remix just to freshen it up, and I love this. It's got some pop in it. You'll hear him talking about. Talking about Lil Jon and the East Side Boys with their classic Get Low. This is the Mo Green Whoa Part 2 remix.
Everybody in the club right now. What's up? If you're standing around, you need to get the fuck up out of here. Get out.
Good one. Okay. Next, I mean, we have done covers and we've done remix shows, and this is a little bit of each. Okay. The original song, well, it's called PYT, you know, which Michael Jackson originally did. PYT is a pretty young thing. And then Wale and Sam Sneak did a version of it. And then Mr. Collie Park got a hold of Wale and Sam Sneak's version and did a remix. So now I got you confused as hell, right? Anyway, this is the Mr. Collie Park remix of My PYT with Wale and Sam Sneak.
I wanna love you, hey. Pretty young thing. You need some loving, hey. From a real one. I wanna love you, hey. Pretty young thing. Hey. You need some loving, hey. And I'm a real one.
Has that little sexual healing feel to it,
yeah.
Along with the, yeah, I am. That was always one that kind of a favorite of mine to play because, you know, the hip hop girls like it, the R&B girls like it. So it worked out good for me.
I've never heard that. You got to send me that. That is dope.
I will.
Love Mr. Collie Park, period. He's one of the best remixers.
Sure.
Hip hop, for sure. Big friend of the Pandas, as you know, he hooked us up. So. 21 Pilots, a Columbus, Ohio band. Yes, they're from Columbus, Ohio in New Albany. And they blew up around 2016, I think. And this is one of their big hits, Heathens. And this is the Jorgen Odegaard remix. That's J-O-R-G-E-N-O-D-E-G-A-R-D. Jorgen Odegaard remix. Heathens.
Don't make any sudden moves. You don't know.
Remixes, man. This is our volume 3 of our remix picks, part of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. We will be back with 5 more right after this.
Hey, what's going on? It's DJ Mike D, and you're listening to a What's Hot in the Strip Club podcast on the Pantheon Podcast Network.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Ah. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Remix Picks Volume 2. We have five more to go, and we are curious about your opinion of these. So get on our Facebook group, join our Facebook group. It's called What's Hot in the Strip Clubs, and let us know, man. That's where everybody talks to us at. So feel free to join that and let us know what you're thinking. I am coming back with one, and I'm not even sure. I may have even put this on another podcast. I was trying to look back and see if I did. In 1999, the band Lit did My Own Worst Enemy, and this is the Ultimix by DeToto.
Can we forget about the things I said when I was drunk? I didn't mean to call you that. I can't remember what was said or what you threw at me.
To the best of your knowledge, do you think I played that already? Have I put that on a show yet?
I don't think so.
Okay. I was thinking I did, but I couldn't find any record of it. So.
Yeah, so DeToto, of course, is a Columbus, Ohio DJ, first of all. So shout out to my city where I live. Also, Lit, you know, great band. The original is a great track, which you can play as well. That gives it more of a danceable beat for the girls who don't dance well to rock. But Lit, when I worked out in Phoenix, Arizona, I was working at a used record store, and I think it was the drummer and maybe the bass player from Lit came in the record store. They were really nice. So we talked to them and hung out with them for a little bit.
Very cool. Sorry about that.
Yeah. So, yeah, love the band. Great song and cool remix. And DeToto, shout out to him, man.
Gotcha. Next up.
All right. This track was actually turned on to me by DJ K Fresh out of L.A., and Miami. He DJs in Miami as well, but he lives in L.A. Was my mentor and instructor when I was learning how to club DJ, like mix and do all that stuff. The track is French Montana featuring Sway Lee's Unforgettable. Great track. This is the Joe Maz remix, doing some more Joe Maz for you.
And this is not Natalie Cole's Unforgettable, right?
No. You never heard the original? The original is great, too. It's just a little slow. So this is.
I was cool joking.
Moomba remix, a little Moombaton.
Okay, so funny story here. I was going to bring an Unforgettable remix to the show with French Montana. I have a mix with J Balvin, and it's all done in Spanish. All the vocals are in Spanish. So it's one of those ones that you can play for the Latin girls, and their eyes pop up because, you know, wow, what's this? I mean, it sounds almost exactly the same except for the vocals, and these vocals work too. So
that's awesome.
So maybe in the future on Remix 4s, I'll bring you that one.
Yeah, that's good, man. It's just a great song, period, right? So
sure. I ended up, and I didn't realize this until I put my show together, that I got two songs by the same artist in the show, Mike Posner again. Yeah. Posner, however you pronounce it. In 2015, he did a song called I Took a Pill in Ibiza. And then almost right after that, there's a Norwegian production team called CB Remix. I think it's called pronounced CB. It's capital S-E-E, capital B, all one word. So I'm assuming it's CB Remix. See what you think.
But you don't want to be high like me. Never really know why like me. You don't ever want to step off that roller coaster and be all alone. You don't want to ride the bus like this. Never know who to trust like this. You don't want to be stuck up on that stage singing. Stuck up on that stage singing. Oh, I know a sad soul. Sad soul. Darling, all I know are sad songs, sad songs. Hey!
Have you ever heard of the Norwegian production duo of CB? Do you know you're into all that stuff?
Yeah, I know. I played that remix, and I had another one. I just tried to find it, but it must be on an external hard drive somewhere else. So I think it was either a Joe Maz remix of it or a Club Killers remix of it, which is even more high energy. Like, that's still cool to play in the club. I love that remix. I played it before I found the other one. And the interesting thing about this track, when you released it, I think you said 2016, right?
Yes, 15.
15. Okay, so it was right before when Avicii was having all his mental health issues, before Avicii retired in 2016. So I think the song was written in a response to his experience with him and then hearing about Avicii struggling and retiring and all that stuff. And then, of course, sadly, Avicii committed suicide, I believe, in 2018. So a great song. It was always a great sing-along. People responded well to it, even the original, which wasn't super high energy, just was groovy, right? Mm-hmm. So great track, great remix, Danny.
Got it. Two more songs to go on our remix picks. Alon?
All right, so my next track is one of the all-time great classic rock songs featuring the legendary band Cream, which was Eric Clapton on guitar and sharing lead vocals with bassist Jack Bruce and, of course, legendary drummer Ginger Baker. And this song was one of their biggest well-known songs, talking about Sunshine of Your Love. Now, what I love about this remix is it takes the original bassline melody and uses it in the guitar riff melody, but then gives it this big fat bass. So it's always a good one to play in the club. And, like, you know, you have all those 60s remixes of, like, California Dreamin' that got big in the last 5 years, right? Mm-hmm. And stuff like that. So it's great to mix in with that as well. This is the Hoxton, Hoxton, Fours remix of Cream's Sunshine of Your Love.
I was starting to say it was kind of lame, and then all of a sudden that kicked in. So, you know, it's the sad part is we can only play 30 seconds of these songs, you know, so we can stay legal. I have one more, and I don't know if you'll play this in a club or not, but, you know, within the last couple of weeks, we lost not only a country legend, but a music legend in Toby Keith. And so I wanted to do a Toby Keith remix, and I could not find my favorite Toby Keith song was Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. Mm-hmm. But I did find a couple remixes of that, but I didn't really like them. So I found one from a song that is one of Bob Chiappardi's. He can tell you great stories about this one. Red Solo Cup. It's one of the first songs that Bob Chiappardi ever promoted. It was
really?
A song that got him into stripjointsmusic.com, if I remember that story right. So here is, it's just considered a redrum. It is by DJ Skills. See what you think.
Skills.
Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, festivals, and you, sir, do not have a pair of vegetables if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass. Woo. Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party.
R.I.P. Toby Keith. Wow.
Love that song. Rest in peace, Toby. You're right. And that's a great, DJ Skills has great classic rock and country remixes. And that's absolutely playable. That's such a sing-along song in most Midwestern, Southern, mainstream strip clubs.
Yeah, I don't know that I've tried that in a few years, but I remember when that mix came out, I played the heck out of it at a previous club, which was the Harem. We used to play it there. And you're right, sing-along song all the way.
Yep, totally.
Okay, any final thoughts, Alon?
Yeah, well, this show is going to drop a couple days after Valentine's Day, so I just wanted to say happy Valentine's Day to all our listeners. Hope you had a great Valentine's Day. And look, you can be single and enjoy Valentine's Day. Just celebrate your family and friends, man. It's about love. It doesn't matter if you've got a significant other or not.
And in my opinion?
Yeah.
Fuck Cupid. Okay.
You bitter old man.
You've been listening to... here we go.
That was a great noise you made, Danny. I want that in the show.
And remember that all of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcasts, including the Panda Top 20, Bubbling Under, Off the Charts, Classic Remixes, Flashback Friday, Strip Club Music Hall of Fame, Behind the Curtain, can be found at whatshotitsc.com.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong, presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
You got to keep that in. Those are just great.